Next, we're going to talk about sarcomeres. And sarcomeres are the functional units of the muscle. This is where the contraction takes place. And it'll probably help you quite a bit if you find in your textbook a figure or diagram that shows the structure of the sarcomere, because that will allow you to visualize what I'm talking about. So, what are sarcomeres? They are the functional units of the muscle. They are made up of four different types of protein. The first type of protein is actin, which we've discussed already. And the second type of protein is myosin, which we've also discussed. Thirdly, there are proteins that stabilize actin and myosin. In other words, these are proteins that hold actin and myosin in place, keep them stable. And number four are proteins that regulate the interactions between actin and myosin. In other words, proteins that either permit or prevent cross bridges from forming, that prevent or permit the actin and the myosin from actually fusing together and forming cross bridges. I want to point out that there are about 10,000 sarcomeres per myofibril. And keep in mind that there are thousands and thousands of myofibrils in every muscle cell. And these sarcomeres are stacked end to end along the entire length of the myofibril. So if you think about, for example, the cars of a train, the box cars of a train, one after another, the sarcomeres are going to be end to end in a similar kind of arrangement on the myofibril. Now, parts of the sarcomere, we're not going to go into an enormous amount of detail, but one area that is important is called the zone of overlap. And the zone of overlap is the area where the actin and the myosin actually overlap with one another. So in your textbook, this is where the little red lines and the little purple lines that have the blobs on them actually overlap with each other. And the amount of overlap is going to be an indication of how much that muscle has contracted. So if the zone of overlap is fairly small, then the muscle is relaxed. It's not contracted. On the other hand, if the zone of overlap is larger, then we would be looking at a muscle that is in fact contracted. Another important feature is the Z line. And the Z line is going to mark the kind of the dividing line between sarcomeres. So it's a stabilizing area that's holding the proteins in place. And it's basically going to be the beginning of one sarcomere and the end of the one before it. Now, I'm hoping that your interest got a little perked by those control proteins and what exactly these are. The control proteins are going to control the interactions again between actin and myosin. So they're either going to allow them to fuse together or they're going to prevent them from doing that. And a couple of different types of protein that are important in this respect. One is called tropomyosin. And tropomyosin is going to cover the active site of actin and prevents cross bridges from forming. So it actually serves to prevent the actin and the myosin from fusing together. Troponin holds the tropomyosin in place. So it's kind of like a lock on the door. It's holding that tropomyosin in place so that the actin and the myosin cannot, in fact, fuse together unless a signal is sent, which allows them to fuse together. Now, the next thing that we're going to talk about is something called the sliding filament theory. And this is a description of how interactions between actin and myosin cause muscle contractions. And we'll address that in our next audio tape.